if you really want to make money, I think you should learn how to write a song.
Okay.
That's what you should do with your time, is learn how to write a song. Write a good song, because I found 6 songs that have made the writer of the song so much money they could retire off one song.
Yeah, but these are famous writers and famous songs. Can I just write a song and then what? Who do I give it to?
Well, you would have to sing it. I don't know. I mean,
I can't sing it. I'd have to give it to like Miley Cyrus.
Okay, we'll give it to Miley Cyrus. So here is number 6. This song has made the most money for Sting. It still makes around $2,000 a day.
You're kidding.
No.
How does it make so much money?
Just from radio station and streaming services, $2,000 a day.
Wow.
From one song.
Well, also, you know, it was in 50 First Dates.
It was in 75,000 different movies.
Yeah, it was in The Replacements. It was in Speed 2. It was in Risky Business.
All right. Number 5 on the list, Benny King, Stand By Me.
Oh, well, yeah, this is a class. You know, I think they're making the money off of this. This isn't a million commercials.
Right. Well, it's been covered over 400 times.
Wow.
And it's been estimated it has brought in $11.4 million just off this one song.
You're kidding. You know, this. No. John Lennon had done a version of this.
Yeah, 400 times it's been covered.
Wow. And then, of course, the movie Stand By Me. It was in that.
Next on the list. Oh, they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Yesterday.
Who's yelling?
It's a live version. I don't know why they put this on.
There should never be a live version of this song. That should never happen.
But it was 55 years ago it was published, and it's still making money today. Like, he needs more money.
Well, even if does he still own this? Because remember, he sold a bunch of stuff to Michael Jackson, and then later sued him to get the songs back.
And then brought it back. This song is still making this guy money today. One hit wonder, Gary Numan.
No! This song is making him money?
Not only does it make him money, it makes about $1 million a year.
No way!
Yep. Fear Factory did it in 1999. It's been on movies. It's been on commercials. $1 million a year.
I have seen this. Yeah, I have seen this in a lot of commercials. And then, wasn't it? It was in Dude, Where's My Car, too, wasn't it?
Right. And it's soon coming to a Geico commercial.
Of course.
$1 million a year.
Wow, $1 million a year off of this song.
Right.
That's crazy.
Now you don't feel bad that he only wrote one song. You're like,
well, you know, I have to tell you, it's in Grand Theft Auto. That helps, too, when you have a song that's in video games. South Park has used it. It was in, remember Family Guy? They did the parody.
Mm-hmm.
Brian has you know that one? I forget what. Yeah, about how dumb his girlfriend is.
Number 2 on the list, Eye of the Tiger. Just because of Rocky.
Yeah.
It still makes a couple of $1 million a year off airplay.
Commercials. I hear this in commercials all the time.
Yeah, they had a commercial from Starbucks a couple of years ago.
Right.
So they got Starbucks money.
Oh, I remember this. Got his tie, got ambition. And then there was another one. There was Roy. Remember, they also, it was Glenn and then Roy.
There was a Roy one.
Yeah, it was a Roy one as well.
Okay, number 1, and I don't know how this song still makes money today, but it still makes money. It's the number 1 song that still makes money for somebody. Believe it or not. Kung Fu Fighting.
What? I haven't heard this song since I was a child.
For some reason, it makes millions of dollars a year.
How is this possible?
From movies, from people downloading it. I don't know. from martial arts movies. It's still in.
Oh.
He makes so much money.
Everybody was kung. Oh, you know what it is? The Kung Fu Panda franchise.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yep. Yeah, they use this is like the theme song for Kung Fu Panda.
He jokes that this song paid for an estate in London. So, off this one song.
Wow. And it, you know, and it wasn't even like a serious song. It's one of those like novelty songs.
See, write a novelty song.
We can do that.
Yeah, like shoes. Make a.
What about
a
the hamburger song?
Hamburger
we didn't write that. But.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, we'll just be making the other guy money.
Oh. Well, let's write a hot dog song then.
written in 1974. It allows him to live comfortably the rest of his life off one song.
That's amazing.
He recorded it in a half an hour. A half an hour in 1974. He's still living off of it.
Well, good for him. I think that's good. That's cool. I love when somebody does something. You know, I mean, like no one handed him anything.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come from a family of kung fu fighting songwriters. You know, I mean, like he came up with an idea. It was unique and original.
See,
he deserves this.
See, that's where people that write songs are the ones that make the money, not the people that sing the songs, the people that write the songs.
All right, let's you and I get to it. Let's write a song.
Okay, well, I'll get right on it. In my spare time, I will write a song. That's my next thing on the list.
Let's co-write something and get it out there. You know enough people in the music industry. Call your friends. What's his name?
Yeah.
Call Edwin McCain.
Call him. Yeah, he's not doing anything. I'll get him on the phone. Right after ironing my clothes for tomorrow and getting my lunch together for tomorrow, I'll write a song. See, if I would have wrote Kung Fu Fighting, you would have said, that's a stupid song.
I would have said that.
Yes, you would have said, stop playing that stupid song. It's racist, and it's stupid, and you're dumb.
That's what I would have said to you, verbatim. And then you would have shown me your check for it, and I would say, okay.